You're listening to Kentucky Running, presented by John's Run Walk Shop in Lexington. Help others find this show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing in your podcast app. This episode is sponsored by Curex Insoles.
Hey runners, Matt Reno here from John's Run Walk Shop. Hope you've been staying active through this wild winter we've been having. All that snow and ice is fully melted, hopefully not coming back anytime soon, because we've got a lot going on in March. In just a little bit, we're going to hear from folks at Shamrock Shuffle, benefiting Lexington Habitat for Humanity. It's a great race that happens every year in downtown Lexington, so we're going to get a little behind-the-scenes look at that event. But we've got plenty of other things going on in March, starting on the 5th. We've got a Brooks demo run, plus there'll be a raffle. You could win a pair of Brooks, and we'll be having a little pizza afterwards. And right after that, March 6th through 8th, we've got our next Closed Loop Weekend. We're celebrating sustainability at John's Run Walk Shop. If you've got some end-of-life products, some old running shoes, insoles, clothing, bring it into the store. We'll send it to be recycled, and we'll give you some discounts on new gear. We also have Shamrock Shuffle Packet Pickups going on. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We've got our own free community 5K, happens every month at our Hamburg store. We've got the Reforest Frenzy 5K, 10K, 1 mile. Our Kentucky Trail Run series is kicking off at the end of this month, starting at West 6th Farm in Frankfort. We've got our Atrex Trunk Show on March 28th. If you need some footwear on the dressier side, we've got good news. You can enter to win a pair of Atrex shoes during our trunk show. And we're closing out the month with a Diadora demo, two demos actually, March 30th and 31st. There'll be a raffle each of those days, and we're going to have a food drive for God's Pantry. So there are a lot of ways that you can stay active throughout the month of March and give back to your community. All the details are at johnsrunworkshop.com/events. Right now, let's learn about the Shamrock Shuffle. Today on Kentucky Running, we're talking with Laura Daly, Marketing and Communications Manager of Lexington Habitat for Humanity, and Jordan Amos, Volunteer and Events Coordinator for Lexington Habitat for Humanity. Laura, Jordan, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And we're talking about the Shamrock Shuffle because it's a big one this year, the 20th anniversary. So this has become a real staple of the Lexington spring racing scene. So for those who might be new to the area, can you give us a little bit of a breakdown of what makes this race so special?
Yeah, so all of the proceeds from this race support Lexington Habitat for Humanity and our mission to build homes, communities, and hope right here in Lexington. We are an affordable housing developer, and we're working alongside families and allowing them to access a pathway to affordable homeownership. So when you sign up for this race, that's what you're supporting. You're supporting lifelong changes for families who are your neighbors and your friends and your coworkers.
Great. And this has been going on for 20 years. How does it feel to see the event evolve from 2 decades ago to being a cornerstone of the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Lexington?
It's definitely an awesome way to, when we look back at some of the pictures of the very first race from 20 years ago, seeing them run down really just a block away from where we're starting. We only had a couple years we weren't downtown. That was, you know, during COVID. We don't talk about it. But we came back downtown in 2024. And we're bringing back some of the favorites that people love about the race. We're having a nice costume contest. We have a pet parade. Everyone always loves bringing the dogs dressed out in green. The four-legged friends always welcome at Shamrock. And one thing that we have kept the same is it being a 3K. That was a conscious decision to be able to have families of all ages and anyone of any ability be able to join the race. I know runners like me very much appreciate the 3 and 3K, not having to go too far. So It is an awesome family event, and it is cool to see the progression, and it being the 20th year is an awesome celebration.
Yeah, what's great about 3Ks is it's a family-friendly thing. Lots of people can do it, so it's accessible to more people, but also the serious runners, they can just treat it as a really fast race.
Exactly, yeah. You can use it as a warm-up. I've seen people every single year, it feels like those first 20 runners, it seems like they cross the finish line, and then I think they just probably keep going. Maybe do a couple more laps they want, you know, go get your 6 or 7 miles in for the day. And we definitely have some fast people who absolutely blaze through the course. I mean, it's our fastest runner last year. I think it was finished in about 9 minutes or so. It's pretty quick.
Let's talk about the history of the race. How did it start?
This race is really special because it was started by Jennifer Smith Combs, and she started the race in honor of her father, Pat Smith. So Pat was involved with Lexington Habitat for a very long time. He started volunteering with us in the 90s, working on builds here in town, and then he also became involved on an international level. So he went to Ghana, he went to India. He was just incredibly, incredibly involved and committed to Habitat's mission. And unfortunately, he passed away on flight 5191 in 2006. And so this race is really a way to continue his legacy of impact. So his family started the race. Following his passing, they decided to start an endowment fund in his name and in his honor. And so the race was a way to earn money for that endowment fund. The first year, they raised something like $12,000, which was more than they even thought possible. But it's grown and grown. At its peak, it had around 3,000 runners. That number has fluctuated, since COVID and as things change. But we're building back up, and those origins really stay close to our hearts because Pat Smith was such a force for Lexington Habitat.
It's a great way to honor him. And wow, $12,000. That's incredible for a first year race, or I mean, any race for that matter. That's great. What kind of impact has it had benefiting Lexington Habitat? Do we have an idea of how much has been raised through the event, or how many families have been supported through it?
We don't have an exact idea of like the total raised, but as an organization, we have built and repaired over 600 homes here in Lexington. And Shamrock Shuffle is our biggest fundraiser, and so it contributes quite a bit to those numbers.
That's fantastic. That's a lot of people. How does an event like the Shamrock Shuffle help humanize the work that you do for the broader community?
So as the race director, my favorite aspect of the race is seeing everyone at that start line. The last couple of years, we've had around 1,400, 1,500 runners. We start out each race with a home buyer who speaks. They speak in to all the runners before we, set off the horn. And I think there's a really cool aspect of seeing so many people all in one place being able to support this one mission of affordable housing in Lexington, but also seeing the impact of when the home buyer speaks, because some of their stories are just absolutely amazing and phenomenal, and some of their perseverance and where they've come from and where they are now. So seeing that impact of people coming up after the race, after they've done their 1.86 miles there, coming up and being like, hey, that was a phenomenal story. I was so impactful. I love that. And hearing the tales of how many runners we've had who have done it every single year. We've had someone that we found out this year, someone got married at one of the Shamrock Shuffles years ago.
Wow.
So yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of kind of family ties to this, and then being able to tie it into the fact that it's one, it's family started, and then it's also supporting Habitat and ultimately like the Lexington community is a really cool thing, seeing people come together for that.
Hey runners, real quick, I want to tell you about Kentucky running sponsor Curex insoles, available at John's Run Walk Shop. Getting the right shoes on your feet is crucial, but it's only part of solving the foot health puzzle. You also need to make sure your arches are fully supported when you're running or just going through your day-to-day activities. Curex Run Pro insoles could be just what you need. Their flexible support and shock-absorbing cushioning help reduce fatigue. That prevents common running injuries, keeping you out there longer. Dynamic arch support with a deep decoupled heel cup fits, wraps, and locks the heel in place to improve stability, reduce pressure, and provide a perfect fit. And they help manage moisture with a mesh top layer and premium foam cushioning to keep your feet dry and running shoes fresh. They come in three profiles: high, medium, and low, to fit your individual arch type. I wear the medium profile, that's the yellow one, but to find which one works best for you, head to John's Run Walk Shop. Ask us to check out your arches and knee alignment, and we'll help you find the right pair of Curex Run Pro insoles for you. Learn more at johnsrunwalkshop.com/insoles. Let's talk about the course itself. What can runners expect from the course layout this year?
So this year we're sticking with the same model as last year. So we'll be starting right in front of the old courthouse there, in front of Taney Park in the Fifth Third Pavilion. We'll be running the wrong way down Main Street, taking a left on Midland. It's just out and back. So we'll run down about 1.5 Ks. We'll hit Midland right before deviate and turn back around and finish back at the same start and finish line. We'll have Lexington PD leading the way with the motorcycle brigade leading that runner. And like I said, it is a quick race. It is very fun to watch the crowd kind of split about 4 minutes in when they realize the first runner's already trucking through and about to finish the race. The same route as years past, and we're excited for it.
In case we haven't mentioned it already, it's March 14th.
8:30 start. We'll have a packet pickup starting around 7 or so. We'll be at the Visit Lex Center. So right there, right in the middle of it, you'll be able to grab your packet and run back out, start stretching, and we'll give a little bit of announcements around 8:20, and start line will open up around 8:20, 8:15 as well for stretches and warm-ups, and then right at 8:30 we'll hit go.
For people who do a lot of races, that's actually giving you a chance to sleep in at 8:30 race. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
I don't complain.
Anything else about the vibe of the race? You said there's a costume contest for humans and dogs. What else is going on as part of the festivities?
You know, there's a lot of families and kids, and again, just like the range of runners is really incredible. I mean, you know, there's kids who run this thing like it's nothing, but then you also have families with strollers who are also running the race, lots of dogs. There was a cat in a backpack one year as well. So the vibes are great. And then stick around downtown afterwards for the St. Patrick's Day parade and festival. So you can really make a whole day of it and just kind of get your day started with some exercise before you have all of your green beers.
Yeah, the blessing of the keg starts at 10 a.m. We like to always share that with people. When they get done with the race, West 6 has already probably had their tent set up, go grab a beer, and then the official blessing of the keg for the St. Patrick's Day Parade Festival starts at 10. So it's always a good time.
Anything else we can expect for the 2026 edition, 20th anniversary? Anything new happening this year?
Another actual kind of tradition is that Bill Meck is our MC, you know, local celebrity Bill Meck. Lots of people love to line up and get their photo with him afterwards. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the weather and then get us kicked off.
We do joke that Bill Meck was the reason last year's race was able to run. The storm that was coming for us kind of split right in between downtown and kind of went all the way around downtown and then came back on the other side. And we're like, man, Bill Meck's power saved us once again. This guy, he just something about him.
He's our and good luck charm.
Yeah.
I will also say that this race is a great entry point into getting involved with Lexington Habitat. So if you're curious about what the organization does and, you know, you've never been on a build site before and you're interested in it or you want to learn more about the Restore, we have so many programs that you can, you know, just chat with the Habitat staff who are there, chat with the home buyers who are there, and kind of get your foot in the door with the organization if you're interested in getting more involved.
And speaking of getting involved, how many volunteers does it take to put this race on?
Usually takes, including all the packet pickups, anywhere from 80 to 100 or so packet pickups going on. We have two at John's, one at the New Hamburg store. I'm excited to go there. And then we'll have the one at the Chevy Chase store. Bunch of opportunities to grab your shirts and your bibs. But yeah, usually around 80 to 100 volunteers is what we'll have. And so it's a nice small army we have for Shamrock.
Do you have any volunteer slots to fill?
Yeah,
in case absolutely. Any listeners who are not running can do that?
Oh, if anyone is like, looks at even the 3 and 3K and they're like, not me, not a chance, please feel free to come out. It's a great time. We'll have some opportunities the morning of, if you want to help out some of the packet pickups, we still have some spots open there. But the day of is also just as fun. You get to hang out and see everybody and all the costumes, all the dogs, and help out on the course as well.
Let's go back to talking about some things that Habitat does in our community. What are the kinds of volunteer opportunities that people can take on if they've never done this before?
The shiniest one is definitely going out onto a build site, and we welcome everyone at all levels, even if you have never held a hammer before. My first volunteer day was putting up siding, and I did not use the hammer correctly. So, you know, all levels are welcome. You'll learn how to do everything on the site, and you don't have to be intimidated. You don't have to feel nervous about it. And that, you know, that's kind of our shiniest volunteer opportunity.
Our builds are definitely kind of that flagship. I think when people think of working with Habitat, that's what they picture. We sometimes will also have some volunteer opportunities at our Restore over on Southland Drive. Those are a little bit more dependent on openings and availability, but we have some really cool opportunities there. If you're a big people person, if you like talking to people and seeing people, the Southland Restore is always packed and always has people. And some really cool volunteer opportunities there too to work at the Restore and do even. Our fan favorite is paint mixing. You get to mix your own paint, you get to make your own colors, you get to name it, put it on the shelves. Everyone always really loves that one.
That sounds fun.
It is.
For those who aren't really familiar cool. with Restore, can you tell us what that's all about?
Yeah, it's a building materials and home goods and furniture store. Everything is donated and gently used. So we're giving a lot of materials a second life, keeping something like 600 tons of materials out of landfills each year. And the paint program is actually a paint recycling program. So we take partial jugs of paint as long as they haven't been frozen and are still usable. And then, like Jordan said, make new colors out of them. But the ReStore is a great place to head over and, you know, find a new couch, a new to you couch, lots of books, records, home goods, all of that stuff. Great place to shop, great place to donate as well.
So again, race date Saturday, March 14th, 8:30 a.m. Where do you go to sign up?
ShamrockShuffle3k.com.
Okay. And for those listening who are still on the fence about registering, what's your final pitch to get them to the start line?
Lexington Habitat for Humanity actually has a mascot called the Habicat, and you don't want to miss him, I promise.
Great
answer. Coolest cat in Lexington. Can't miss him.
But on a real note, you know, this is a great opportunity to just give back to your community, to meet some great people, have a good time, get your friends together, start a team, and, you know, spend the morning engaging with something that's really important in our community, which is affordable housing.
Laura, Jordan, thank you for coming on Kentucky Running. Tell us about the Shamrock Shuffle, and we'll see you on March 14th.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Big thanks to Laura and Jordan for giving us the details on the Shamrock Shuffle. Again, we're having two packet pickups for that race at our stores. Get the details at johnsrunwalkshop.com/events, along with all the other stuff I mentioned at the top of the show. My name is Matt Reno. Thank you again for listening, and please help others find the show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing. Enjoy your spring running season, and we'll talk again soon on Kentucky Running.